A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Nun Zayin, Yevamos 57a, pagination 113. Towards the bottom of the page, about 20 lines up, the first word on the line is Ditnan. And we have the word Gerim on the line before it, and Gerim on the line after it, but we're starting on that middle line, Ditnan. We have a very brief statement over here regarding lineage as it applies to Gerim, to converts to Judaism. And although it's a very brief line, it involves some complexity. We'll try to give the background for the statement as we go along. Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Isha bas Gerim, a woman who is the daughter of converts. That means both of her parents converted to Judaism. Lo sinase lakahuna, she's not supposed to marry Kohanim. Achetehe ima mi Yisrael, until her mother would be from the Jewish people, meaning if only her father is a ger, so then she's fit to marry a Kohen. And likewise, we'll see in a moment, the reverse would also be true. As long as one parent was born from a Jewish lineage and not from converts. So let's back up for a moment. There's a halacha regarding marriage to Kohanim that there are restrictions and they're not allowed to marry Gerim, converts to Judaism. Keep in mind that this is only a restriction to Kohanim. A regular Jew can marry a convert and that's perfectly good. But when it comes to Kohanim marrying Gerim, the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer, for example, Simin Vav Siv Ches, writes, V'chein ha-giyores, when you have a woman who converted, afilu niskaira pachos mi bas gimel shanim, even if she converted when she was very young, sometimes the entire family converts, or if the child was adopted, so the child is extremely young when they convert. Ha'il ve'ena bas Yisrael, since she was not born Jewish, asura le'kohen, she's forbidden to a kohen. And that's a halacha that not everyone is aware of, but it's an important halacha. It can save people quite a bit of grief if they're aware that a girl who's adopted and converted, meaning she was born not Jewish, so that girl should not be dating a Kohen because of this restriction. In addition to that, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Zayin, lists two specific opinions regarding the case that we started off with on our daf, where both parents are gerim, mother and father, and they have a child. What's the halacha of that child? So that child is born Jewish. That child never converted. That child was born after the parents' conversion. Nevertheless, there's a restriction. I'm reading from a Mishnah in Kiddushin Ayin Zayin, five lines from the top. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, Yisrael shenasa giyores, bito kishera lakahuna. If a Jew with regular Jewish lineage married a convert woman, so the child that they have, their daughter, is kosher to marry a kohen. Likewise, ger shenasa bas Yisrael, a convert man that married a woman who has regular Jewish lineage, Bito Kashera La Kahuna, their daughter is Kasha to marry into Kahuna, because one parent is regular Jewish lineage. Avoger Shanosa Giores, but if you have a case where a convert man is marrying a convert woman, Bito Psula La Kahuna, their child, their daughter, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, is restricted in who she marries. She can't marry a Kohen. Let's skip a line over there in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Afger shenasa giyores bito kishera la kohuna. Even in the case where both parents are converted, the daughter is kosher to marry a Kohen. The Gemara Kiddushin Ayin Ches tells us that this is all based on a pasuk from Yecheskel, where it says regarding Kohanim, ki im besulos mizera beis Yisrael, that they should marry girls from the seed of the house of Israel. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sova, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, mizera va'afilu miktsas zera, as long as part of the seed, part of the lineage, part of the DNA, so to speak, is regular Jewish lineage, that's good enough. So if both parents are converted, that's a restriction from the pasuk of in Yecheskel on Kohanim. But if either one of the parents is regular Jewish lineage, that's enough that it's considered Zera Beis Yisrael and permitted to Kohanim. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, and Rabbi Yossi, which is the second Shita that we quoted in the Mishnah, holds Misha Nizru'u B'Yisrael, as long as the person was planted as a Yisrael, and this girl that we're describing was indeed born, she was conceived after the parents already converted, and she's regular Jewish, no need to convert. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says that is sufficient. The Shulchan Aruch, Simen Zayin, Sif Chaf Aleph, paskins essentially like both of these opinions, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov lechatchila, and Rabbi Yossi bidiyevid. Simen Zayin, Sif Chaf Aleph, Ger Shanosa Giyores, V'yolda Bas. A man who converted marries a woman who converted, and they had a daughter. Lo Sinase Lechatchila Lekohen. Lechatchila, in the first place, if they're asking a Shaila, they're not supposed to get married, the Kohen and this daughter. Afilu Baspito Ad Kama Doros, even ongoing for generations, if every person, parent, is traced back as a convert, then they're not going to fulfill the pasuk in Yecheskel, which is that a Kohen has to marry someone mizera beis Yisrael, from the seed of the house of Israel. Afal pisho rosa v'leidosa b'kedusha, even though we understand they're fully Jewish. But v'imnises l'kohen lo seitze. If they already got married to a Kohen, we do not force them to separate. We rely, as the Be'er HaGola points out, on the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says that as long as they are from full-fledged Jews, which these converts are, now that they've converted, that daughter is permitted, according to Rabbi Yossi. So again, we have Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying, you're not supposed to. And we have Rabbi Yossi saying that it's okay. We paskin like both. One lechatchila, one bidiyevit. V'im yesh batzad echod shel Yisrael. And if there is one parent tracing as regular Jewish lineage, kigon ger shenasa Yisraelis. If the mother was regular Jewish in lineage. O Yisrael Shanasa Gioris, or the father was regular in Jewish lineage. Habas Muteres Lakoin Lachatchila, then the daughter would be permitted to the Kohen, even Lachatchila, which is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's Shita, straight away, that if there would be one parent or the other with regular Jewish lineage, it would be permitted. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.